Happy Friday. Friday! Yeah, it's Friday. I love myself a Friday. And a Saturday. And a Sunday. Actually, every day is pretty much the same, but it's Friday. That's Fridays are special, aren't they? It's date night. So do you set goals? You should set goals. Some of you spend too much time getting too complicated with your goal setting, which is why often they don't work for you. But we'll give you a couple of steps today that are just universal. You can use them in anything you do, and you should be every single day with goal setting. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. As I said, on Tuesday this week? Taking positive control of your life and then giving yourself the skill set, the tool set, and frankly, the mindset to get what you want. Life is filled with all kinds of people. Have you noticed, did we cross 8 billion people on this planet yet? I think we did. I think we crossed 8 billion. 8 billion individuals on this planet. What would make you think that you would need some skills to get through life with 8 billion people on the planet? Even just to find time for yourself. We already know that. Instinctively down inside your heart, you know that. And that's what we're going to work on today. And we do every single day around here. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Happy to have you here today. Kind of a laid-back, chill day today. And kind of in the groove, making things happen. Just having a good time, enjoying life. And man, that's where I like to be. Come here. Come here real close. I don't know how you think about that. I know what I think about. My goal of life every single day is very simple. Get out of bed. Have a good, positive day. Get stuff done. Moving toward my goals. Being happy. Being content. Get really tired because I've been moving all day. Go to sleep. Sleep really good. Have great dreams. Get up and do it again. That's kind of it. And I know it's not a big, grandiose thing, but isn't it what we want? So come along for the ride. Let's make today a really cool day. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? By the way, Boost Coaching, third week of every single month. It's an exclusive benefit for Daily Boost premium subscribers. And it's been a while since we've done it, but we're kicking it in again, and more is coming very quickly. So if you're a subscriber, thank you. And if not, just go to dailyboostpremium.com, get yourself signed up. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Every Friday, I ask the question, how do you want to feel? Now, I know it's an obvious question, but my guess is if you were just to be honest with me and maybe have a glass or two of wine, you'd say, I just want to feel happy. I want to feel good. Maybe you're in church. A lot of people went to church the past week and you had a feeling that you want to have year round. I don't know what the feeling is, but I do know this. I do know you're an emotional creature on the inside. And until you reach into that and say, well, how do I really want to feel? And then take the action to get it there. It's not going to happen. Just the way things are. Now, how do I know that? Because every single day since I was able to understand this, I don't know how young I was when I figured this out, but I just figured out every single day that it was like a hurricane of craziness happening in life, no matter good or bad. I mean, sometimes it's bad stuff and sometimes it's good stuff. Have you ever noticed some of the things you want the most, you enjoy the most, you really want to have in your life and you just want to do every single minute of the day? Sometimes they're the hardest thing to do. So I stopped doing woodworking in the garage. It was as hard as working for a living. I may as well make a dollar instead of making a wood thing, right? Good or bad, it's always a challenge. But when you check in and say, how do I want to feel? And give yourself an honest answer, you have half a chance of making it happen. So ask yourself, how do I want to feel? Let's talk goal setting. Now first, this is probably something, consultants right now are going to tell me, what'd you say that for? You're going to talk about goal setting today, but you said, here I go. I'm not a big goal setter. I don't set a lot of goals. I go completely contrary to what I'm saying to you right now, that you need to be taking 8 steps to successful goal setting. But I will say this, the goals I do set very minimal goals, very big goals, things that are really important to me, I follow what I'm going to talk about today. And every single thing you do in your life, whether it's your job or your kids or your husband or your wife or anything, anybody you have interaction with, any process you want to get done, these 8 steps will work for you today. You can write these down if you want to. If you're a Daily Boost Premium subscriber, I sent them to you in your Daily Dunget email today. So take a look at that. So let's just call it a goal setting refresher. Maybe that's the way to look at it right now, because we all need to do that, don't we? Step number 1. Clarity. Always state precisely what you want to yourself. Nobody else. You can do that later. Clearly identify what you want. I always start with what, you know that. If you can't clearly identify what you want, you can't reach the goal. By the way, sidebar, sometimes you have to start figuring it out first. So the goal might get set and then you don't actually make progress for a few months because you don't know exactly what that is. That's okay. It takes time sometimes. State precisely what you want. State why you want it. Step 2. If you don't know why, most goals, the kind of goals that I set, sometimes take years to accomplish. Years. A lot of frustration, a lot of tiredness sometimes as I work toward what I want. Years to get there. If I don't know why I want it, I'm not going to go after it. I'm not going to finish it. So what do you want? Why do you want it? Step 3, imagine how you're going to feel when you reach your goal. Now, here's why I ask you to do that. Imagine how you will feel when you reach your goal, because you've heard it's not the destination, it's the journey. True goal setting is satisfying while you're doing the process. Now, I know you're working toward the end goal, but once you get there, it's anticlimactic. Have you ever noticed that? My stepdaughter is in, she's in her residency now, medical residency. And she, over time, she's like, Dad, she calls me Dad. I thought it would be like this big thing when I got my diploma and I thought I got my first residency, but it's not. I'm just excited to go to work. Yeah, that's what it is. So imagine how you're going to feel when you get there. If you don't, you might miss it. It might fly right past you. And I really mean that. Sometimes you'll just miss the feeling because you're so busy getting to it. Number 4, plan the steps you will take. Not the steps you should take, not the steps somebody told you to take, the steps you will take, because your steps are going to be different than my steps. You might sleep differently than I do. You might not eat what I do. You might not be in good enough shape. You might not have a positive attitude every single day. You might have a great attitude, better than my attitude. Plan the steps you will take, because you are what matters in reaching your goal. Nobody can help you get there. You got to do it yourself. Wait a second, Scott. Other people help me get to my goal? Yeah, they do. But only because you headed down that road. Take continuous action. It doesn't mean massive imperfect action every single day. It means continuous action. Meaning you're just never getting off it. You might get tired one weekend and have to take a day off. I do that often. Doesn't matter. I'll take a breath, get back on it on Monday. Continuous action towards your goal. Measure your progress. If you don't know what you're doing, if you haven't seen your progress, you're going to lose your motivation. People say, Scott, motivate me. Okay. Track your progress. When you see how far you've gone, you'll keep going to get what you want. Be flexible in your approach. And finally, celebrate and repeat. Your mind is a hardwired goal-setting laser missile. It's going to drift all over the place if you don't tell it where to go. But when you tell it where to go, it's going to find that. It's going to pull it right out of the mist and the cloud, the things you can't see. Zero in on it, and it's going to go hit it for you. So set your goals. Not too many. Make them big-ass goals, too. They're more fun to go after and they're more fun to get. And if you really want to set a great goal, somebody asks me this all the time, make it bigger than yourself. It's like believing in something larger than you. I think to survive and to be happy, we need to believe in something larger than who we are. And to set a really good goal, you have to set it larger than maybe what you believe you can do right now today. But if you could, how good would that feel? I think pretty awesome, I think, huh? Okay, to join me at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook is where I am there. That's free. Come on over. Say hi. Love to meet you. And if you want to get some coaching and really get down with me, become a premium subscriber and join me for my Boost coaching call. It's the third week of every single month. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com. Whip out $5.95, at least that. There's a more expensive version if you want it. You'll see. Check it out. Let me know what you think. All right, come back tomorrow. More Daily Boost and inspiring advice from a grandmaster.